Good morning.
大姐早。
I've been thinking about snakes over the past few weeks.
这几个星期我一直在想有关于蛇的事情。
And last week in my sermon, I observed some of the stupid things that people do.
在上个星期的讲道里，那么我就观察了一些人非常愚蠢的行为。
One man was eager to set a new world record.
一个人非常的渴望想打破世界纪录。
And he held 11 angry rattlesnakes by their tails in his mouth for 10 seconds.
他就抓了11条这种响尾蛇，非常愤怒的响尾蛇，把他们的响尾蛇的尾巴放在嘴里10秒钟。
He spat them out and sprinted away.
然后10秒钟之后他就把他们吐出来，然后就快快地逃开。
As a boy growing up in India, I saw my fair share of snakes.
作为一个男孩长大在印度，我也看过了不少的蛇。
I can remember my father one day crashing around the house, trying to kill a snake that had come into the house and slithered behind some furniture.
那么我还记得有一天我的父亲呢就想要打死一条蛇，这条蛇呢是滑向家具的后面。
And there was my father poking with his stick and jabbing and banging and making this huge racket.
然后我的父亲呢，我就看到我父亲啊，又刺啊又推的，然后就把一个很大的那个杆子哈，当着是一个球拍打那条蛇。
That poor snake didn't know what hit it.
可怜的蛇并不知道它是被什么打死的。
Sensible people have a healthy fear of snakes.
明智的人对于蛇都会有一种健康害怕的心。
In India alone, 11,000 people die every year from snake bites.
在单单在印度就有11,000的人死于被蛇咬伤之中。
Now, perhaps I've alarmed you and you're wondering, well, what about Alberta?
或是我已经给你了一个警报，你会在想，那么在 Alberta 又是一个怎么样的情况呢？
The only poisonous snake in southern Alberta is the prairie rattlesnake.
那么在 Alberta 省，比较有毒的最有毒的蛇呢，是在南部，只有一种蛇。
And to date, not a single person in Alberta has died from a snake bite.
那个毒蛇呢，就是草原毒蛇。据我所知，并没有任何人被这条蛇咬死过。
But just in case, some year.Our church decides to take you on a group camping trip down somewhere around Lethbridge. What should you know about snakes?
那么为了提防万一也有可能我们的教会会组织一组人来到 Lethbridge 来露营。那么万一我们被蛇咬了，我们该怎么办？
How do you survive a potentially fatal snake bite?
对于这个可以致命的被蛇咬伤的事，你如何生存呢？
I looked it up.
我找了一下资料。
Your first action should be to get to a hospital.
那么你第一件事情呢，你当然是要赶快进医院。
Whether you call an ambulance or drive yourself, get to a hospital.
不管你是叫救护车还是你自己驾车，你都要尽快的去医院。
But perhaps you're out hiking with Jin Fong and Li Fan and others and you can't get to a hospital.
那么或许你正在和建方啊或者和立凡啊在 hiking 啊，就是在远处啊，万一你被蛇咬了然后离医院很远怎么办？
Your second action should be to stay calm and drink some water.
那么你第二个应该做的就是你应该保持冷静然后喝一点水。
I don't know how somebody who has a potentially fatal snake bite stays calm, but that's the advice.
我真的不晓得对于一个可以致命被蛇咬伤的人，你怎么能够保持冷静？但这个就是忠告。
Because an excited person has an increased heart rate, which is going to pump the blood with all that venom throughout your body.
一个兴奋的人呢，他的心跳会加速，然后他会更有效的把蛇的毒液呢，然后传送到全个身体。
So stay calm and get to a hospital. That's how you survive a snake bite.
所以呢，如果你要在被蛇咬能够得到生存，那么你一定要保持冷静，然后赶快去医院。
The ancient Israelites, however, they had a problem.
但是对于 古代的以色列人却有一个问题。
They weren't just a few years from a hospital, they were several thousand years from a hospital.
他们并不是几个小时远离医院，他们而是远离医院大约有几千年的时间。
Snakes were everywhere, and they were starting to bite people right, left, and center.
那时候蛇到处都有，他们也不管任何方向，从左、从右、从中间的来去咬人。
And Israelites were starting to die by the truckload.
然后很多以色列人就被咬死了。
Staying calm was the furthest thing from their minds.
你叫他们保持冷静，这是他们脑海里最没有想到的一件事情。
Well, maybe we should turn to Numbers chapter 21 to find out how they got into such a mess.
然后我们或许我们可以看一看民数记21章，然后看一看他们为什么会落到这样一塌糊涂的地步。
The people of Israel had been wandering around in the desert for years.
那么以色列人也在旷野里，在沙漠里已经迷失了很多年。
The journey from Egypt to the Promised Land should have taken only a few weeks at most.
那么从埃及到这个应许之地，最多也只需要几个星期的时间。
But because of their disobedience, because of their rebellion, because of their ingratitude, that few weeks journey turned into decades.
但是因为他们的不顺服，他们的悖逆，还有他们的不感恩，这短短几个星期的行程却变成了几十年的行程。
They grew impatient with the journey, and they began to speak against Moses and against God.
他们长途的跋涉就变得非常的苦恼，非常的烦躁，不耐烦，就埋怨摩西和神。
Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? They complained.
他们埋怨说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野里？他们埋怨。
There's nothing to eat here and nothing to drink.
这里没有粮，没有水。
And we hate this horrible manna.
我们的心非常厌恶这淡薄的玛拿。
Now, we need to remember that as early as verse 3 in our chapter, God had helped the Israelites and that God had given them victory over their enemies.
我们要记得在同一章的第三节里，耶和华其实帮助了这些以色列人，让他们战胜了他们的敌人。
And day after day after day, God had miraculously fed them in the wilderness with manna, a kind of bread substitute.
一日复一日，神奇迹似的在旷野里每一天供应了玛拿给他们，玛拿就是像一种面包似的代替品。
God had protected them, God had fed them, and yet the people complained.
神保守了他们，保护了他们，喂养了他们，他们还是埋怨神。
They insulted God.
他们其实侮辱了神。
And they said, do you want to know what we think of your bread? Yuck! That's what we think.
他对神说，你知道我们对你所供应的食物有如何的想法吗？就是非常的难吃 ,yuck!非常的难吃。
Well, even God's patience comes to an end sometimes.
有时候神的忍耐力也会到终点。
And on this occasion, God sent poisonous snakes among the people, and the snakes began biting those people.
在这件事情上，神就耶和华神就把火蛇领进入了他们的中间。
And people died.
然后神他们以色列人就许多死了。
Before the snakes, they thought Moses was trying to kill them.
在这件火蛇的事情还没有发生之前，他们以为摩西想要杀他。
And now they run to Moses and say, "Save us!"
然后他们就来到摩西的面前，哭求说，请你救救我们吧。
They said, "We sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take away the snakes."
我们埋怨神耶和华和你。我们有罪了，求你求告耶和华，把这些蛇都离开我们。
So Moses prayed for the people.
然后摩西就为百姓祷告。
And then God did a very strange thing.
然后神就做了一件非常奇怪的事情。
God could have waved his hand and poof, the snakes disappeared.
其实耶和华神他可以挥挥手，然后一瞬之间，这些蛇就完全不见了。
That would seem to be the easiest course of action for God.
对于神来说，这似乎是一件非最容易办的事情。
He brought the snakes, he could get rid of them.
他带来了这些蛇，他当然也可以把它们消灭掉。
But no, God told Moses, make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to a pole.
但是神并没有这么做，神告诉摩西，你要复造一条火蛇，把它挂在杆子上。
And God said, all who are bitten will live if they simply look at the snake.
凡被咬的只要一望这蛇就可以得救。
So Moses made a snake out of bronze and attached it to a pole.
所以摩西就用铜造了一条蛇，把它挂在杆子上。
Then anyone who was bitten by a snake could look at that bronze snake hanging on a pole and they would live.
所以凡被这些火蛇咬的，只要望向这铜蛇，他就可以得到医治。
Why did God heal the Israelites in this way?
为什么神会要用这样子的方式来医治这些以色列人呢？
I don't know for sure.
老实说，我肯定的不知道。
But I wonder if there are some things that God cannot do without going to a great deal of trouble.
但是我在想，神有没有一些事情他必须要用非常复杂的方式来去办好。
Creation was a snap. God spoke, and the universe came into existence.
创造是在一瞬之间，神一说，宇宙就立定，应运而生。
But when sin entered God's good creation, he couldn't just snap his fingers and make it all go away without destroying his good creation in the process.
但是当罪进入了神美好的创造里，他不能只是一个弹手之间呢，然后这个罪就完全的消失，在整个的过程当中也不破坏神美好的创造，他不能做到。
Some things take time.
有些事情需要时间。
Some things come at great cost.
有些事情要付上巨大的代价。
And with some things, God has to get dirty in the process.
有些事情神必须要亲自的参与。
Sin is no trivial matter.
罪并不是一件微不足道的事情。
And so God made the people, He made them take a hard look at the consequences of their sin.
所以神要人民认真的来去看看罪的后果。
Perhaps God wanted to keep the source of their trouble in view.
或许神是要人民看到这个问题患难的源头引以为鉴。
And so they had to look at the very thing that was killing them.
他们要认真的来去看看那些害死他们的事的东西。
We don't know what happened to all the snakes.
对于这些火蛇呢，说真的，我们也不知道后来怎么样了。
It almost seems as if they kept biting the people, at least until the people moved away from that place.
似乎好像那些蛇还在继续的咬人，至少等到他们离开那个地方。
What we do know.Is the remedy that God had for snake bites.
但是我们知道神对于这些被蛇补救的方法是什么。
Just look at a bronze replica of a snake hanging on a pole.
你只要看一看那个挂在杆子上复制的铜蛇。
In faith, believe that God will heal you.
凭着信心，神就会医治你。
I said that sin is no trivial matter.
我说过了，罪并不是一件微小、微不足道的事情。
Just as the snake bites were fatal, so is the bite of sin.
正如蛇咬是可以致命的，被罪所咬也是如此。
And the cure for snake bites was to be confronted with a snake sculpture.
那么对于蛇咬的补救方法就是要面对面的来看这个铜蛇。
But as bad as a problem as the Israelites thought the snakes were, the problem of sin is much worse.
以色列人认为被蛇咬是一件非常坏、非常糟糕的事情，但是被罪所咬的问题是更严重。
Not all of the Israelites were bitten by snakes.
不是所有的以色列人是被蛇咬到。
Not everybody had to go and look at a snake sculpture in order to live.
并不是所有的人都要去望一望那个铜蛇才可以存活。
But everybody has been bitten by sin.
但是每一个人是被罪所咬。
And the venom of sin has permeated every single human being.
这个罪的这个毒液渗透了每一个人的身体。
Sin has a 100% mortality rate.
罪是有百分之百的死亡率。
Every single person bitten by sin will die.
每一个被罪所咬的人都会死。
Well, that raises a question.
那么我们就有一个问题。
How does a person survive being bitten by sin?
那么一个被罪所咬的人，他要怎么样才能存活呢？
What must the sinner do to cancel the effects of sin?
这个罪人必须要做什么才能够取消这些罪的后果呢？
And just as the ancient Israelites had to look at a snake sculpture in order to live, is there something that we can do in order to be saved?
就好像以色列人古老的时候，他们必须要望向这个挂在杆子上的铜蛇，他们才可以得救。那么是否也有这样子类似的东西可以让我们被罪所咬的人得救呢？
Is there something we can look at?In order to be saved.
有没有一些东西我们可以仰望看看，然后我们就得到存活呢？
Well, for an answer, turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 23 to 25.
如果你们想要找到答案，我们就要翻开约翰福音第二章23到25节。
John says, because of the miraculous signs Jesus did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many people began to trust him.
这里讲到约翰说，耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的话。
But Jesus didn't trust them because he knew human nature.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
No one needed to tell him what human beings are really like.
他不需要被任何人来提起人的本性是什么。
Jesus knew that all human beings suffer from the bite of sin.
耶稣知道全人类的人都被罪咬过。
Jesus knew that sin has corrupted every single human being.
耶稣知道全人类的人都被罪所败坏了。
And the venom of sin flows in every single human being.
这个罪的毒液在每一个人的血液里流着。
And left untreated, every single human being will die.
如果不及时的治疗，全人类都将会死。
Even the best of human beings, even those who began to trust in Jesus, even they needed salvation.
即使是最好的人，即使是那些已经开始信任耶稣的人，他们都需要得到拯救。
If all that we read was the end of John chapter 2, that would be pretty depressing.
如果我们只是单单读约翰福音第二章最后的经节，那么这是非常的沮丧。
If even the best of human beings at the end of John chapter 2 have no hope, what hope is there for us?
在约翰第二章后最后的经节里讲到，如果就算是最优秀的人，最好的人类都没有希望，那么其他的人该怎么办呢？
Well, for an answer, look at John chapter 3 verse 14.
为了要找到这个答案，我们来打开约翰福音第三章十四节。
It turns out that Jesus identified himself as the ultimate antidote to the snake bite of sin.
这里指出耶稣把自己看为是这个被罪咬伤的最终极的特效解药。
Jesus spoke to a well-respected religious leader.
在这里耶稣是对着一位备受尊敬的宗教领袖。
And Jesus said this, he said, just as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life.
这里说，耶稣说，摩西在旷野怎么样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的人在里面得永生。
Just as Moses hoisted up a replica of a snake on a pole, so Jesus said he would be hoisted up on a cross.
正如摩西悬挂一条铜蛇在杆子上，所以耶稣说他也将要悬挂在十字架上。
And just as that replica of a snake confronted the people with the source of their trouble, so Jesus hanging on a cross confronts us with the results of sin. And that result is death.
正如摩西他对不起啊，正如蛇的铜像是要我们面对面的来去指责我们患难的起源，那么当耶稣悬挂在十字架上，也让我们面对面的看到我们的罪的后果，就是死亡的结果。
Somehow, and this is a mystery, but somehow merely by looking at Jesus on the cross in faith, believing that this is the remedy that God has provided for sin, we will have eternal life.
这就好像这就是一个奥秘，你只要看着十字架上的耶稣，凭着信心相信这是神对罪的补救的方法，你就有永恒的生命，这是一个奥秘。
Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us on that cross.
耶稣他是没有罪的，但是因我们的罪，他挂在十字架上。
Jesus, who knew no death, died on that cross. He experienced death.
耶稣他并不需要经历死亡，但是为了我们，他死在十字架上。
And we today,who look on Jesus hanging on that cross, we receive new life.
我们今天当我们仰望悬挂在十字架上的耶稣，我们接受了新的生命。
That's the name of our church, New Life. Such a great name.
这就是我们教这个教会的名字，新生命是多么的有意思。
Just as the ancient Israelites received a new lease on life by looking at a snake,So God gives us new life when we look at Jesus.
就像古代的以色列人，只要忘了这个铜蛇，他们就得到了延续了新生命的约。所以当我们仰望耶稣，神就给过我们新生命。
The only one who could bridge that great gulf between God and us was Jesus.
唯一能够搭起神和我们之间这个巨大鸿沟的桥梁，唯一的就是耶稣。
It was our sin that created that gulf.
是我们的罪造成了这个巨大的分裂。
It was Jesus who took upon himself our sin that bridged that gulf and provided the way to God.
是耶稣他担当了我们的罪，搭起了这个桥梁，提供了我们走向神的道路。
Did you notice how simple is the remedy for the death bite of sin?
你是否有注意到这个补救被罪所咬伤的方法是多么的简单？
All it requires is trust. That is the only thing God requires.
他所需要的就是简单的信任，这就是神唯一要求的唯一的条件。
God has put the bar breathtakingly low.
神把这个资格这个标准定的是那么惊奇的低。
God made it simple. God made it utterly uncomplicated.
神把它做的这么简单，要求的这么简单，完全的不复杂。
But from our experience, the rest of the world does not work this way.
但是从我们的经验，世界上的操作并不是这样的。
Do you want to get admission into university?
你要进入大学吗？
You'd better work yourself to the bone to get those good grades.
我想你最好是拼命的来读书，然后拿到一份很好的成绩。
Once you're out of university, do you want to get that dream job?
当你毕业了，你是否想要得到你梦寐以求的工作呢？
You'd better work yourself to the bone to get that impeccable resume.
那么你最好就拼命的写一份 无可挑剔的履历。
Do you then want to go on a dream vacation?
然后你是否要想得到你梦想中的假期呢？
You'd better work yourself to the bone to save up money for that vacation.
你最好拼命的好好的省钱、把钱省下来。
Do you notice a pattern here to how the world works?
你没有注意到这个世界上的一个模型是如何的操作呢？
You have to work and work to meet the stringest of requirements.
你必须要努力劳力来满足这些严厉的要求。
But God's remedy for sin requires no work at all.
但是神对于罪的这个补救的方法是不需要努力或劳力的。
No work is described by Jesus.
耶稣并没有要求或者是说到要求要劳力。
Only a decision of the simplest kind, simply trust, simply believe.
你只要做一个简单的决定，就是单纯的相信，单纯的信任。
That's it.
这就是。
That's all you need to do.
就是这样，这就是你所要做的。
Simply trust that in Jesus lifted up on the cross, God will take on himself the death that you deserved, and he will give you life instead.
那么你只要单单相信，借着耶稣悬挂在十字架上，神就会把你应得的死亡挪去，然后赐给你新生命。
Listen to what is the most famous verse in the Bible.
我们来听听圣经里知名的一个经句。
For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Have you heard the story about the guy who was walking down the street but who suddenly fell into a deep hole he did not see?
你不晓得你们有没有听过这一个故事，有一个人走在街上，然后因为没有看见，忽然之间就掉进了一个深洞里。
The hole was deep and the walls were steep.
然后这个洞非常的深，那么四周的墙也非常的俊俏。
A psychiatrist happened by, and the guy called out, "Hey, doc, can you help me here?"
然后一个精神科的医生刚好经过，所以这个人就大声的喊叫，哎，医生，你可以帮帮我吗？
The doctor wrote out a prescription to help his depression, and he threw it down the hole.
然后这个精神科医生呢，就给了他一个医药的处方来医治他的忧郁症，然后就把这处方丢进洞里。
A priest came by, and the guy called out, "Hey, Father, can you help me out here?"
然后一个神父也经过，然后这个人也大叫，神父啊，你可以帮我救我出来吗？
The priest wrote out a prayer and threw it down the hole.
然后这个神父就写了一个祷告啊，然后就把这个祷告也丢进洞里了。
Then the guy's best friend came by.
然后这个朋友最好的朋友经过。
He saw his friend down in the hole, and he immediately jumped down in the hole with him.
然后他看到他的朋友在里面，哦，他就立刻的跳下去。
What did you do that for? The guy said. Now we're both stuck.
然后这个朋友说，哎，你在干什么？你看我们现在两个人都困在这个洞里了。
Nah, the friend replied, "I've been down here before, and I know the way out."
然后他的朋友就说，安心啦，我曾经掉过在这个洞里，然后我知道怎么样出来。
In this world of sin and evil, there are so many dark and deep pits into which we fall.
在这个世界里充满了罪恶和邪恶，然后又有许多有又深又暗的深坑等着我们掉下去。
And for each of us, there is finally a 6-foot deep hole in the ground waiting for us at some cemetery.
对于我们在座的每一位，最终在某一处的墓地里，将有一个六尺的深洞在等着我们。
Thanks be to God that Jesus himself has been down that hole and he knows the way out.
但是我们感谢主，耶稣他自己也曾经到过这个洞里， 他知道怎么样出来。
Perhaps you've heard of that way out.
或许你已经听过这个道路是什么道路。
It's called Easter.
这就是复活。
I'll say it once again. Sin is no trivial matter.
我再说一遍，罪并不是一件非常小的事情。
God could not just snap his fingers and make it go away.
神不能在单手之间把这些罪恶完全的消灭掉。
No, the remedy for the death bite of sin cost God dearly.
这个致命的被罪咬伤的这个补救方法被用神是付出了昂贵的代价。
God had to get dirty.
神他必须要亲自亲为。
And it cost him his one and only son.
这让他付出了他唯一孩子的代价。
So how should we respond this morning to the one who has saved us?
对于今天的早晨，我们对于这位救了我们的那一位，我们应该如何反应呢？
Let me paraphrase our call to worship this morning from Psalm 107.
让我以喻，就是翻译一下这个诗，今天我们的宣召的经文，诗篇107篇1到2节，然后8至9节的经文。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。
His faithful love endures forever.
他的慈爱永远长存。
Has the Lord redeemed you?
耶和华不是已经救赎了你吗？
Then speak out.
然后你要这样说。
Tell others that he has redeemed you from the snake bite of sin.
他你要告诉他人说你已经从罪的咬伤之中被救赎了。
Praise the Lord for his great love.
因耶和华的慈爱，你要向人述说他的奇事，赞美他。
Praise the Lord for the wonderful things he has done for you.
要赞美主，因他行了奇事。
For God has rescued you from the fatal death bite of sin.
因他从致命罪的咬伤的之中拯救了你。
And through simple trust in Jesus, God gives you eternal life.
因借着单纯的信任，神给了你永恒的生命，你们要赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
我们要赞美神。
Amen.
Amen.